Imagine a perfect vacation now, where you'd choose to go if money, distance, and time were no limitation. Paris or Provence, Rio or Hong Kong, the peaks of New Zealand, or the pastas, porcinis, and vinos of Tuscany. Well, a recent poll says Canada. An online survey of people in 20 countries shows that Canada is the place most people would choose to visit if loonies, and that's a nickname for Canadian currency, not any joke about our staff or listeners, were no limitation. We're joined now by our friend Michael Enright, host of the Sunday edition on CBC Radio 1, joins us from his studios in Toronto. Michael, so nice to talk to you again.
Good morning. How are you, Scott?
I'm just fine.
Good.
And itching to get back to Canada.
Wonderful.
I'm not surprised by this survey, but what's your analysis?
Well, my first reaction, being a Canadian, of course, is I have to apologize to all the other countries. You see, that's part of our national character. So I'm really sorry to those folks.
Could you help people who might be listening to this plot the perfect week in Canada?
I would start. I would start in the Maritimes, in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island. These are wonderful places. PEI mm-hmm. is a small island. It's almost like a theme park. It's everyone's ideal island. I think that the residents should be tagged somehow, you know, with an ear tag. There's such a pristine sort of place, you know. You know Quebec very well,
yes.
And the French. Montreal in the summer, there's nothing like it. It rivals Paris, I think. Ontario, if you like fishing and hunting and shooting and killing small animals, I suppose Ontario is okay. Toronto is the most multicultural city in the world, so the food is varied and interesting. And then, of course, British Columbia. Now, British Columbia is very interesting because the people who live there know that they've got it made. They know they have probably the most beautiful geography in the country, and they never stop talking about it. But they don't tell you about the rain. Mm. And as you know, it rains all the time. But for me, every summer, every August, my family and I go to a little tiny outport village in Newfoundland.
Well, you got to set your clock half an hour ahead, though, don't you?
That's right. And somebody once said, you set the clock a half an hour ahead, 1956. But that's not true. That's a canard now, because Newfoundland is a vibrant, exciting place, and the literature and the music is just, it's fabulous. So I pick Newfoundland.
Michael Enright, the host of Sunday Edition on CBC Radio 1, and we'll be listening tomorrow. Thank you, Michael.
Take care, my friend.
Alberta bound, Alberta bound. It's good to be Alberta bound.
This is NPR News.